The largest amount of undiscovered oil above the Arctic Circle is in Alaska waters. That's according to a new study from the U.S. Geological Survey that looks at the potential for finding oil and gas across the Arctic. The report was published in the journal Science last week. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The study took about 5 years to prepare and included input from scientists from all of the Arctic nations. Don Gauthier is a USGS geologist based in California who led the research. He says one of the biggest surprises is the likely overall amount of undiscovered oil in the Arctic.
I thought oil would have been more abundant than we estimate it to be.
But Gauthier says that doesn't mean the oil potential in the Arctic isn't considerable.
It's absolutely correct to say that in our judgment, the undiscovered oil resources in the Arctic, even if we turn out to be 100% correct and they were all found and developed, it still wouldn't in any way shift the global oil balance away from the producing areas of the Middle East, right? On the other hand, for the Arctic nations, the resources we're talking about here are quite significant.
And for Alaska and the U.S., the potential oil is substantial. The report estimates that close to one-third of the undiscovered Arctic oil is off Alaska's shores. That amounts to 28 billion barrels, or close to twice the amount of oil that has already been produced on the North Slope.
And that's a lot. That's something like, in our judgment, something like 25% of the undiscovered oil in the Arctic is in that area of northern Alaska, offshore, mainly offshore northern Alaska.
But Gauthier says undiscovered natural gas is much more abundant in the Arctic than oil.
Natural gas is heavily concentrated in Russian territory, in the South Kara Sea and in the Barents Sea. There's a lot of gas in Alaska as well, but especially in those areas of the Russian Arctic, it's quite extraordinary.
Most of the undiscovered petroleum in the Arctic is relatively close to shore, where Arctic countries have unambiguous ownership of the resources. Gauthier says that's an important finding in the report, but probably won't put an end to the political posturing in the Arctic.
Many people have been talking about international claims that the various countries have been making offshore. Remember, like a couple of years ago, the Russians with great flourish planted a flag out on the near the North Pole on the Lomonosov Ridge, and many people surmised that that was somehow related to claims of petroleum potential. But it turns out that most of the oil and gas is probably up in areas of settled national territory rather than international waters.
The environmental group Oceana is hoping the oil and gas assessment helps convince the U.S. to hold off on developing offshore resources in the Arctic. Jeffrey Short is the organization's Pacific Science Director. He says the amount of oil is not worth the environmental risk.
I was pretty underwhelmed with the amount of oil that was in the Arctic and even offshore of Alaska.
But Short says it's unfortunate that the most likely place to find oil off Alaska's coast is also one of the most environmentally sensitive areas of the Arctic. The Chukchi and Beaufort Seas are important habitats for the polar bear, walrus, humpback whale, and other species.
There's going to be potential for adverse interactions between the oil industry and production development and communities that depend on those biological ecosystems for subsistence and other resources.
The report will be an important tool for environmental organizations like Oceana, who are trying to build a case against offshore drilling. Gauthier says it will also be helpful for the oil industry and Arctic nations.
And it provides quite a nice planning tool for the various interests involved, for the countries, for shipping, for transportation, for defense, all the various interests that are operating and seem to be expanding the Arctic as the ice goes away, will be served by being able to take a geographically based look at what the resource potential of the area is.
Because the study is estimating undiscovered resources, there's plenty of room for error. Gauthier says some of the most promising areas could turn out to be empty, and many parts of the Arctic could be prohibitively expensive to develop. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.